Idaho had one of the fastest growing economies in the country before the recession. Last year, Idaho's jobless rate peaked at nearly 10%. That number is coming down, but many people are still struggling to find work. Molly Messick in Boise has been following two of them.
It was just before Thanksgiving when I first met Kelly Barker, a single mom in her mid-40s, quick to smile, but clearly worried. She had been out of work for months and was nearing the end of her unemployment benefits.
I really just simply want a job. I need to work. I want to work.
At first, she was optimistic when she lost her job as an office administrator for a financial services company. Then came doubt and fear.
2 months into it, I'm like, wow, I can't even get an interview. I started to panic. Here I am, 46 years old, out of a job, single mom, house payment, all these abilities, and no one wants me.
The months wore on, and her anxiety deepened.
I think when I didn't have enough money for food, like I started running low on basic things, I think is really when it started to hit me.
By that point, Barker says, she and her 8-year-old daughter were getting by on a daily food allowance of under $5. Mindful of utility costs, Barker started timing her daughter's showers and keeping the heat set at 66 degrees. She began looking for a roommate. Then there's the situation of Nathan Bussey.
I had only been engaged with my wife for about a month when I found out I was getting laid off. And so that was really the first thing that hit me was just, you know, I'm engaged, I'm going to get married, and now I have to try to find a job and make this work.
That was in 2008. Bussey had been with Hewlett-Packard just shy of a decade and had landed a good job setting up printing systems for Fortune 500 companies. HP is one of the biggest employers in the Boise area and one of the big names in Idaho's tech sector. Jobs there and at companies like Micron Technology fueled the state's growth before the recession hit. Now both companies account for some of Idaho's biggest job cuts in recent years. Bussey was one of the casualties.
September 5th of 2008 was my last day at Hewlett-Packard. With that recession that was coming in, my last day was about the time we were start finding out how bad things were really getting.
Within a few months, he decided to go back to school for his MBA. He finished a little more than a year ago, but still found a jobless job market. This fall, as his unemployment benefits finally ran out, Bussey's hope wore thin.
I keep thinking that right around the corner is that next stage of life, and it'll start over again, and we'll say, oh, that was the beginning when I got that job at that XYZ company, and that was where things started off again after the layoff, you know, after the recession, after my unemployment. But that time hasn't come yet, and every time a month goes by and it hasn't come yet, I wonder how many more months it will be.
The thing to realize about Nathan Bussey and Kelly Barker is that their situations are commonplace. In fact, Bussey and Barker might be the lucky ones. As Idaho's unemployment rate has ticked down over the last few months to 8.4%, both have made progress. Not long ago, Bussey got a job at a local call center. He works odd days and 10-hour shifts and earns less than he did more than 10 years ago. It's not perfect, he says, but maybe he'll be able to move up. Kelly Barker's hold on employment is more tenuous.
I'm currently working temporarily through a staffing company. They've put me on at Idaho Power for a 6-week contract.
It's a position she's praying to hold on to. She knows how she'll feel if she doesn't.
Sick. I already know that feeling in my stomach. I just don't want to go. I don't even want to think about it. But it's like everything, you know, you just allow yourself to feel sick if it happens and then pick yourself up and start over again.
Start over again, still facing a stubbornly high jobless rate. For NPR News, I'm Molly Messick in Boise.
And that report is part of our project, State Impact. You can see how unemployment has changed in the past several years in Idaho at npr.org.